This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1602, How to Drop an English Proverb into Your Conversation.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you ever feel like you want to share a deeper thought in the form of a proverb or a saying to build a connection, but you're not quite sure how to introduce this? Find out how to do this and maintain a conversation and connection in English today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing great. How are you?
I am good. I'm excited about today's episode. We have a listener question today.
I know. This is going to be great. Super excited. But I'm really excited about the web class coming up at the end of July.
That's right. Me too. So that's Jessica and Aubrey, right?
Mm-hmm. We love doing these live web classes, especially when they are meant to help you get better in business English, right? On the phone, Michelle, we know that telephone calls are some of the most anxiety-inducing endeavors.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, I know. Being on the phone is completely different than being in person. So guys, This web class is going to help you, you know, be more confident on the phone. So it's called 3 Steps to Fearless Phone Calls in English. It's going to be great.
Oh my God, it's going to be so good. Guys, go and sign up at allearsenglish.com/phone, P-H-O-N-E, and we'll see you guys there.
Awesome. Okay, so we have a question from Carlotta today, and she had 2 questions. We're going to answer the first one. Lindsay, would you want to read the question for us?
Okay, so here we go. She says, hello, beautiful girls. I've told you already in other opportunities that I love the show, and I feel that I know you guys, have known you guys a long time already. That's awesome. Well, I love that, Michelle.
Thank you for listening.
I love our regular listeners who keep coming back for more great content. All right, here we go. Carlotta says, well, being straightforward, I have 2 random questions. Here we go. 1, before saying an expression or an idiom in my own language, because most of the time I'm very bad in remembering them, I say, like they usually say, and then I include the idiom. Do you do this in English? Because I've done this already, but I'm not sure if I kept the connection. It could be something like this. After telling some story, I'd say, it's like they say, I went down the rabbit hole, ... So she had just heard this other expression, this other episode, right, Michelle? Mm-hmm. So just to make sure it's clear for our listeners, if they're confused, right, what exactly is Carlotta asking here?
Well, I believe, and Carlota, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like, you know, how to introduce an idiom or an expression. Like, yes. Is there any way to do it to signal that you're about to say that, right, Lindsay? Is that what you think?
Mm, and this is I'm glad that she's asking about this. This is a very high level skill that we could use at work or in our daily lives, right? It's mm-hmm. so important to be able to let people know that a quote is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Or exactly. An expression or an idiom, right? Yes.
Exactly.
So good.
Yeah. Exactly. And guys, if you want to hear that rabbit hole episode, it's episode 1537, Business, English, and Bunnies. What do they have in common? So that was a good one. So you can hear more about that expression that Carlota is talking about.
Yeah. So, all right. So Michelle, what do you do typically when you throw out an idiom to express an idea you have? Do you introduce it in some way, or what do you do?
I think, you know, if you do it every time,
yeah,
I think it would be very unnatural. Like, you don't need to do it for every idiom. I feel like, I mean, with Carlota's example, so I think it's like they say, I went down the rabbit hole. That sounds pretty natural to me. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think that sounds good to me. But yeah, it depends on what you're saying and where it's mm-hmm. placed in your conversation.
You know? Yes, exactly. I agree. I mean, I don't know that like a lot of regular idioms are necessarily introduced, but this is what I think. I think it's when I was trying to really think about this, and maybe correct me if you disagree or tell me what you think.
Yeah.
I think it's when there's like some sort of lesson, like maybe more of like a proverb.
Mm, yeah,
right?
I like that.
In the idiom.
Something a little deeper, you mean?
Right. Like, for example, I could say, like, it's like they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Okay. Yeah. Some kind of lesson, some kind of like wrapping it up into something, some final, just like we say, all the TV shows, all the sitcoms from the 80s and 90s, probably this conversation will happen at the end, right?
Right.
Between a parent and a kid or something.
Exactly. And guys, if you want to learn more about proverbs, we did episode 1434 was, does absence make the heart grow fonder? Find out today. So listen to that one for sure.
Yeah. I mean, so who's they? That's always the thing I've been wondering for, 39 years.
I know. That's the funny thing. I think I was listening to a comedian. I think it was actually Ellen DeGeneres who was kind of making a commentary on like this. Because we do say, I mean, this expression, we do say it's like they say or they say, you know, like.
Yeah.
And it's just funny. It's just, it basically means like people in general, like many people. But it's just so funny to like, oh, it's like they say. It's just like, it's funny if you think about it. But that's how people talk.
That's what we say. Yeah, I'm sure that our listeners in their languages, they have something similar. I mean, it's like, why should we take advice from the mainstream?
Right.
Why do we know that they are right? These people, these imaginary people.
Right.
So, yeah, it's
right,
funny.
Right.
I could see Ellen saying something about that. That's definitely like in her wheelhouse, something she would comment on.
Yeah. It is funny because, you know, that's a good thing when a good comedian, it's like, you know, something that you never thought about. And then when you think about it, you're like, that is funny.
Oh my gosh. I wish I had that skill. I really wish I had the skill. If I could snap my fingers and have any skill, I think it would be that. It would be really cool to have the humor, like the insight that a comedian has, you know, a stand-up comedian. And you've done a little stand-up comedy, Michelle, right?
A little bit. But I wish I had more of that skill. But like, it is amazing when you hear a comedian and they just like uncover something that you never thought about. And you're like, yes. And everybody identifies with that. And it's just amazing.
It's so funny. I love it. So good. I got to go to some comedy
shows. That's
what
makes something funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, but I don't know that I would necessarily just introduce a random idiom, right? Like, I don't know that I would say something like, oh, it's like they say, I'm under the weather, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's not something so deep or profound, something like I'm under the weather, that's just a way to say you're feeling sick. It's really not that profound. And you could also say something, introduce that with something like, well, right? Well, I'm under the weather. Or I mean, I'm under the weather. Just normal ways to introduce an idea. But today we'll show you some other ways you can introduce these more profound kind of sayings. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. So if there's more of a story or a lesson, and we do say it's like they say, which is what I think Carlota said. Like, for example, you could say, oh, it's like they say, no news is good news.
Yeah. We did that one recently,
that expression. Guys, you can look up that one. But yeah, it's more of like a lesson, like, or like an idea, like a, like Lindsay said, like a more like a deeper feeling,
a deeper feeling, a deeper like a moral or something. Here's another example. It's like they say, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I don't even know if that one's around anymore. It certainly was when we were kids. Right.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Or another one. It's like they say, a watched pot never boils.
And so true. So true. Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know if we've done that one.
So this idea that when you're keeping track of the time, it just feels like the thing never comes, like the time never passes. You want something to happen. It never happens. But when you're not keeping track or paying attention, time flies. That's what I see that as.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So those would be, you know, good expressions, in my opinion, of ones that you could add something onto, like, oh, it's like they say, right?
Yeah. And I think we do this because, well, it's not an original quote, right? We want to kind of shed light on the fact or warn or flag the fact that we didn't come up with this idea. It's timeless. It's been around for generations. And we're signaling to that.
Right. It's almost like it's like a citation.
Yeah, it's kind of a citation. The they has to get credit.
A verbal citation. Yeah. I mean, Lindsay, what are some other ways that we can express this?
Yeah. And you guys are going to want to write these down because we want to expand our vocabulary. You know, whether you're doing this at work with your colleagues at that small talk of you're chatting, socializing, or at home you know, with any friends, you need to be able to expand your vocabulary and say different things. So here's the first one. Okay. As the old saying goes, or as the saying goes, if it's not very old, right? Mm-hmm. So
right.
Sample sentence, Michelle, do you have one?
Sure. All right. I really think you'll have fun. As the old saying goes, you never know unless you try.
Yeah. And I like how you really used an intonation there. As the old saying goes, right?
So
it almost sounds old the way you said that. You know what I mean? It points to tradition, to nostalgia, kind of.
Right. It's kind of said in kind of a cheesy way.
Yeah,
as the old saying goes, you know, it's kind of in that way.
Exactly. Okay, so that's the first one, as the old saying goes. Second one, guys, so they say. I like this one better.
Right. You like this one better?
Yeah, I think so, but it comes after the saying most
right.
of the time.
Right. So this is a way to end it's a little bit different, right? We're putting it on the other side, which is also useful. I mean, Lindsay, how would you use this?
Okay, here we go. I know you're in a tough spot. You're caught between a rock and a hard place, so they say. I also sometimes say, as they say.
Right. Actually, yeah, you can see. I just wrote, you could say, as so they funny. Say. That's funny.
Oh my gosh. We're so like in sync here, Michelle.
Yeah.
I said, I thought of it, what you had already said in the notes. That is brilliant.
And then it was on the next line. That was amazing.
That's how you guys know you're getting
natural
English.
You could say, as they say, as well. I mean, so they say may almost sound a little bit like you don't agree. Like if you say it in a certain way, like, oh, so they say, it could be more sarcastic sometimes. But as they say might be a little bit more like always neutral.
Yeah, I agree with that. So what's the last one? What's the third one for our listeners today?
So this one is sometimes, you know, you're not exactly sure of the expression or you just, I don't know, you're kind of questioning it. And that's okay too. So you might say something like, oh, what do they always say? Right? So maybe you're not 100% sure on the quote. So for example, it may not look like much, but what do they always say? Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. And that gives me an idea for another. We could do a whole nother episode here, Michelle, on ways to search for the expression. Right. What is that saying? Right. There are a lot of other things that we could say that we could teach our listeners. That's really good.
I'm writing.
That's
it
good
down.
Stuff. Yes, guys, we're always coming up with new ideas for you. So what do these things do, Michelle? These introductions or conclusions?
I mean, I think that it kind of preps the listener or it ends it nicely, right? Instead of just using it, it kind of, I don't know, it sounds like you put a little bit more thought into it. Or if you say, what do you always say? What do they always say? That's more showing, you know, you're kind of questioning it a little bit, but you wanted to use it anyway. So it's just kind of a signal.
a signal. And it's all about signaling, guys, at your level to reach that, you know, that 99% fluency level, right? You want to really be able to use these different functions of language, calling back to the past, tradition, really interesting ways of speaking to have that deeper connection. So Michelle, let's show our listeners how to do it here in a conversation. What do you think?
Let's do it. All right. So here we are friends and you, Lindsay, got a bad grade.
Oh,
and you're
geez.
Upset about it.
All right. I would be for sure. Oh, man, I'm never going to pass this class.
But Lindsay, you have to keep trying. What do they always say? You missed 100% of the shots you don't take? Something like that.
I know, but I've been trying.
I know. As the old saying goes, the sky's the limit. Really, I believe in you, Lindsay. Don't give up.
Thanks, Michelle. It's like they always say, it's worth a shot.
Yes, reach for the stars, so they say.
So, as usual, we really stretched it here. We put a lot of these in here in one place.
Oh, yeah, we packed it.
Mm-hmm. But imagine just using one of them, right? That's what we're envisioning. So take your pick, guys. So let's go back, Michelle. So the first thing you said was, Lindsay, you have to keep trying. What do they always say? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And, you know, the cool thing is you can use this phrase to think of that saying, right? You could take that time. It's like that kind of speed bump. Right.
Right. And I'm not sure who said that. I feel like
I think that's Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I think it's Michael Jordan. See, so but this is a way to like, okay, maybe I don't know exactly, but I think I know this quote, right?
Yeah. I mean, just because you don't know who said it or know the exact quote, it doesn't mean you can't use that to build your connection.
Right. And then I said, as the old saying goes, the sky's the limit. So I'm kind of maybe putting a little bit of humor into it, being a little bit cheesy, you know?
Yeah, that's so funny. I love it. Yeah, we're not giving up here. We're not giving up. And then I say, thanks, Michelle. It's like they always say, it's worth a shot. Okay, so just another way to do that. It's like they always say.
So you can add always in as well.
Yeah, okay, so that's optional, right?
Uh-huh. And then I said, reach for the stars, so they say, or I could have said as they say. And guys, I mean, these are like, you can see that we're using like a lot of cliches, like a lot of...
Yes, that's what I was thinking too, yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of like very repetitive things. So I think... That's another instance, you know, another key here. Like when you're using a cliche, I think that that can
right.
be good.
Yeah, because in a way, your point, like this last one especially, was really cheesy, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, reach for the stars. So they say you're pointing out that what you're saying is a little cheesy. It's a cliche and you know that. Because if you just say, reach for the stars, the person's going to be like, are we
yeah,
in the
it's like
I,
what is this
something?
Like a sixth grade assembly like
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, are we all gonna sing Kumbaya now, right?
Yeah.
So this is a way to show you really know what you're saying. You know that what you're saying is a cliche and it's cheesy and it's corny, but you're saying it anyways because you want to connect. So good.
Exactly. And guys, I mean, these can be really helpful for any type of conversation. And I feel like it's especially helpful for like a business conversation because you want to show that you have a little bit of personality.
Yes.
You know, especially maybe in like a casual conversation with colleagues or, you know, talking about something, you know, even talking about something serious and trying to put a little bit of humor into it. Mm-hmm. I think that this can be really helpful.
Exactly, Michelle. I mean, we know that for you guys, you know, those casual conversations with colleagues, that's the biggest challenge sometimes, right? The networking event, the lunch, the business lunch. So we've got you covered on those, guys. We'll be talking about those more and more this summer. But for now, Michelle, our listeners, where should they go to sign up for the live web class?
Yes, go to allearsenglish.com/phone, P-H-O-N-E.
Yeah, 3 steps to fearless phone calls in English. That sounds great, to be fearless on the phone.
Right? It does.
Yeah, so good. All right, Michelle, so what's the takeaway for our listeners? I mean, what should we leave them with here?
Yeah, guys, I mean, use these expressions with idioms or proverbs, really thinking about lessons or with cliches, introducing a cliche. Mm-hmm. But don't do it all the time, like in our role play, but that was not a realistic conversation.
Yeah. That's an overkill.
Overkill. I love it. But, you know, try it out and let us know in the comments, you know, how do you introduce these types of things in your first language?
Very cool. I can't wait to hear about that. And Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. I'll see you next time.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.